QST, QST, QST. This is Tom Fry, KF6Q, net control for the Tech Tuesday net at 1900 hours local time on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club repeater. 147.330 megahertz, offset of 600 kilohertz, and a PL of 131.8. This net is conducted every Tuesday at 1900 hours, conditions permitting. Oops, sorry, not every Tuesday anymore. We are now on the second and fourth Tuesday. This will be in the second, so we will see you again 2 weeks from tonight. This repeater is solely owned, operated and maintained by the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club, and we wish to thank the BBARC for the use of the repeater for this net. The purpose of this net is to provide and promote technical knowledge, education, and information of all technology, including amateur radio, a gateway to spark interest in various aspects of new technology and radio communications. For information on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club, go to bbarc.org. That's bbarc.org. A lot of good stuff there, or to the Facebook page of K6BB Big Bear Amateur Radio Club. That's K6BB Big Bear Amateur Radio Club. Before I begin, is there any emergency or priority traffic? Please call KF6Q. Hearing none, are there any bulletins or announcements from the net? Please call KF6Q. Well, we have quite a few announcements here. Number one, coming up this Saturday on the 16th at Sugarloaf Park. We're going to call it Sugarloaf Park, no matter what they call it. We have the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club picnic, annual picnic. Starts right around 10:30, 11-ish. I think we start frying up burgers and dogs around noon. Generally lasts till about 3. We will be having the silent auction, so if you got something you do not want, and you wish to donate to the club for this, proceeds from the silent auction will help benefit the picnic. Also, we will be setting up early, and parking may be an issue. A lot of events going on, always are this time of year, so the earlier you get there, the better off you'll be for parking, but it is what it is. A lot of stuff, very busy up here on weekends in Big Bear. Anyway, also, just want to mention that until 9 p.m. this evening, we do have flash flood warnings for the Big Bear and San Bernardino Mountains, a lot of areas of the desert. A lot of this has moved out, but be aware that flash flood warning is in effect until 9 p.m. this evening. Also, the Tech Tuesday group would like to offer our condolences since our last Tech Tuesday. KE6RJ Harry Hens has gone silent key. Harry has helped the Valley with an incredible amount for all their emergency communications groups. Great guy. Good friend of mine. Definitely going to miss him. And you know what? He's probably up there sending Morse code in the sky. Anyway, all condolences are offered out to Nancy, his surviving wife. All right, well, that's pretty much it for announcements. We're going to talk about ribbon microphones. Kind of cool. This is going back into the July issue of QST. And pretty neat. Good article by Al Larona, W6LX. We'll get into that in just a minute, but we'll do our brief. But accurately, as good as we can do it for our members out there. Some are there sometimes, some are not. That's okay. Glad to have everybody out there. We have started with the roster. Starting with, top of my list here is KA6CIA George.
And Tom, KA6CIA Lucerne Valley.
George, glad to have you out there, and greatly appreciate you being out there listening in. And stay dry. I know we've got a lot of stuff almost all done with all the rain, so. All right. Next on my list, I have Well, let's see here. We're moving down the list here a lot. Okay, let's go to WA6ITC Rod. Not hearing Rod out there. How about KJ6FIL Mike?
Evening all. What time did you say that was going to start on Saturday? And also, I have four-wheel drive. It means I don't need to know how to drive. I can also park on top of another vehicle. So, owners beware. KJ6FIL.
Mike, we'll be setting up, early, of course, and I'll be there all day, so... anytime you want to get there is fine, earlier, like I said, for parking, earlier the better. Unless you're going to double deck park, like you're saying there, that's doable, I guess. Anyway, yeah, 10:30, 11-ish, that's when a lot of people show up, so hope to see you there, Mike. Looking forward to that. All right, let's move on to KJ6KDL Jim and KJ6KDK Rosemary, who are also providing DJ music for the event. Hello, Jim and Rosemary.
Hello, Tom and the Net. This is KJ6KDL
and KJ6KDK.
Checking in, and hopefully we won't offend too many people with the music selection.
Hey, well, you know what? Any of us that remember the 60s, 70s, whatever, hey, that's a lot of good stuff there. But I know my wife would love to hear a lot of country music. So anyway, whatever you got in your list, I'm sure it'll be fine. All right, moving on down the list here. Not sure if he's out there. We have a shout, W6GZI. Let's see if we have Frank out there. Okay, nothing heard from Frank. How about KI6IQA Kelly? And moving on down to K6GVL Ron from Green Valley. At AD6PL Harold.
Country music, AD6PL.
Yeah, I hear you, Harold. Two types of music, country and western, right? Anyway, good deal, Harold. Glad to hear you out there. All right, well, let's see if he's out there mobile. KJ6RAY. Let's see, we have Ray. I don't hear him out there. All right, how about KJ6PYV Dave?
Good evening, Tom of the Net, KJ6PYV.
And good evening there, David. Glad to have you out there. Let's move on down here. Don't know if we can get him out there. Let's see. How about W6POO? Let's see if we have Chip.
Tom and Annette, this is W6POO from Palm Springs. With no traffic, just heat. Back to Net.
All right, Chip. Yeah, watch out for the heat thing. Good luck with that. All right, how about K6YNW? See if we have Chris out there.
K6YNW.
And good evening to Chris. Glad to have you out there. All righty. I know he's out there. I kind of skipped over him, but let's see if he's going to respond here. How about W6AWL Art? Time's up. He didn't find a microphone in time. All right. Okay. How about KD6LAN, Bill?
Not here either. KD6LAN.
Bill, FYI, we will probably be picking up the food stuff because there's a lot of stuff that goes with that. So probably be doing that Friday. She will be doing that Friday. So appreciate the offer. Still looking for a cook, though. That position is open. Hint, hint. All right, let's see. Let's move on down here. Let's see if we have KJ6QYN. Let's see if we got Shelly out there. Down here, Shelly, moving on to the other page here. How about AE6CK Victor? out. Some wake-up calls here. How about KA6ROD, Rod? How about W6JET, Rob?
Into the net, W6JET.
Me, Rob, and are you hearing us from Temple City?
City.
Deal. Hopefully we see you up there at the picnic. Would be great if you could make it. I'm sure you will. All right. We have a couple other names out here. Pull out a couple of my lists. See if we've got WA6MQF. Let's see, we have Bob out there. Haven't heard Bob in a while. We know he's out there someplace, though. Alrighty. Now let's see here. Yeah. Well, you know what? Let's see who else is out there would like to check in. Come on back to KO6Q and the net.
J6HB.
6FJE, Zach, mobile.
All right. And you know what? I found the other sheet here. I'm sorry. I have so many sheets here. I have KK6FJE. Zach, thanks for checking in. And KK6HUB, Bob. Well, I hope you're really feeling better, Bob. And not sure if he's still out there. We'll let's call for W2PFA. See if we have Art out there.
K6IQA.
We got you out there. Checked in. Thanks for being out there. And I know the voice of Big Bear here. How about KK6MOS? Come on, Brett. I know you're out there. Evidently not. All right, anybody else out there would like to check in?
SW6KVC, do you want me to bring Big Generator a little on to...
You know what? If you want to bring the little Honda, that's great. But we also have Brett can bring one, but I don't think he's got a small Honda. I think his is a little bit noisier. So if you want to bring that, I'll just have Brett leave his at home. Is that okay, Gary?
I'm going to bring one or the other, either the 2000 or the 3000. Both of them are Hondas.
2000 will be adequate. We're only going to be powering Jim's audio gear. And if he has needs more than 2000 watts, boy, everybody better bring the earplugs. So that would be great, Gary. Back to you real quick.
I'll also bring an HF rig there if we want to play with that too. And what kind of side dish?
Okay, the club members will be getting an email. Any side dish, you know what, pick your favorite, bring whatever you like. We leave that open, and that's great. And yeah, Gary, if you want to bring a radio and one of your little portable antennas, I think he had one on a tripod there, that would work great. Would it really be fantastic. Back to you, Gary.
Got some stick antennas there for 20 meters and whatever, so anyway. We'll get over there early so we can get close. I don't want to carry things too far. All right, I'll see you Saturday, W6KVC, and we'll be monitoring.
Hey, Gary, greatly appreciate that. Thanks a bunch. All right, anybody else want to check in?
6OHF Sugarloaf, and a reminder, tonight is a terrific night for a meteor shower.
Right, got you there from Sugarloaf. We're also here in Sugarloaf. Good deal. Glad to have you out there listening. And I think there might have been somebody underneath you there, too. Was there somebody else trying to check in also?
Matthew, KK6GDF, all the links.
You guys checked in there. Appreciate that. Anybody else? Well, I think we'll get started here. Anybody else out there listening, of course, if you have a comment or question, whether you have checked in or not does not matter. Feel free to jump in there with a question when we have question time. Anyway, Jim, very cool. Build a ribbon microphone. That's kind of a DIY project. Probably not the easiest either. I see here that the ribbon microphone used to be, at one time, the thing of choice for the recording industry, the RCA, Radio Corporation of America, around 1930, got this thing perfected, and RCA models 44 and 77 were used virtually everywhere during the golden age of recording and broadcasting. Jim, I think you said you had a ribbon mic there. Do you want to tell us about it and anything else you know about the microphone that you have?
Yeah, Tom, thanks. This is an inexpensive Chinese ribbon microphone made by Nady called an RSM-2. It's Romeo Sierra Mic hyphen number 2. And when this came out about almost 9 years ago now, I think it was 9 or 10, it was a $350 ribbon microphone. And it didn't sound all that great. There's some mods. There's some protection plates to take off to get it a clearer sound. And I picked it up in 2005 for $250, and I'm seeing it now for about $130 to $180, tax and shipping, you know, just under $200 for a large 2-inch tall ribbon. And what makes the ribbon more appealing in audio recording is that it's called a velocity device. The ribbon is wafered so that it has a triangular shape, like it's gone through some gear cogs. And in this article that we're reading on page 42 of the July QST, there's an explanation in there of how this person recreated those shapes. The idea is that as air vibrates up against this ribbon, it causes it to sympathetically vibrate, and putting it in a magnetic field causes it to alter current based on this electric field. So at the time in the 30s when this was designed, the microphones of the day were aluminum and tin going into crystals and things, and it just wasn't a clear sound. So I'm going to break, and if you can give me about a 90-second fill, I'm going to switch to a powered condenser mic and let you hear the difference. These are both studio mics in the same price range, and I'll let you hear the difference between a ribbon and a condenser, keeping in mind that we're ham radio operators. We want clear voice, not sonic voice. We want people to understand this. All right, I'm going to break. I'll be back in 90 seconds.
Jim, are you on which microphone were you on just then?
This is the ribbon microphone I am on now. So I'm switching to a condenser microphone, which is current. It needs power to run a phantom power. So most people are into recording. You hit that phantom power, you see that LED come on. It gives it extra drive, and you'll understand. This is what people normally use. If you want string sounds and natural voice, most people, if you can afford it, switch to ribbon. So here we go.
Jim, and we'll put a little filler in here of basically creating sound. That's one way that we know. We have speakers and coils and magnets. And actually to get that sound from our voice or music or whatever into an electronic signal, a couple different ways to do that, actually more than a couple, quite a few. One is a crystal. A crystal mic could basically, as we have our sound pressure waveforms, basically put pressure on a crystal through plates and gizmos, everything inside there. A quartz crystal, which is also used for many, many things in electronics, will create pulses in relation to the sound. That's one type. Another type is actually to have something that's actually the inverse. You can actually use a speaker to do this, where the sound waves actually hit the cone moves the voice coil in a magnet and will also generate a signal that way. That's another way here of generating sound. Let me break for a second. Anyway, a lot of what we use is based on electromagnetic features. Very cool how all this stuff works. You don't have to know the details, but what is neat is anything metallic moving in a magnetic field will actually get a current generated across it from breaking the lines of magnetism. This is how this ribbon, actually very sensitive ribbon, works. We'll get into that in a minute. Now a condenser mic, totally different. I think Jim will give us more information on that. He's about to be back here in a second, and we'll let him go ahead and give you the demonstration of a condenser mic, which is typically used in a lot of our ham gear today as stock items, not as the high-end items. Jim, if you're back, you want to go ahead and take it there with condenser mics and give us a sample. KF6Q, Tech Tuesday in the group.
Okay, Tom, I'm back. I'm sure the gain's a little bit hot compared to the other one. Let's see if I can adjust that down. Hopefully that's about the same. So if you listen, it should be a little bit more mid-rangey. It has a little bit more grain at the top, not as much bottom end as the ribbon mic, but it's a lot more inexpensive to create. And what happens with a condenser over a ribbon air is actually hitting the foil and creating vibration from velocity from things hitting it. Condensers, you don't actually, if you actually puff on the microphone, you probably just heard a horrible sound. It's actually using vibration, not the actual movement of air, but the oscillation of air back and forth. It doesn't need to be high speed air. It can just as long as it oscillates properly, you get this different sound. The ears, by the time it makes it through the electronic circuits and out the speaker, sounds relatively close. If you weren't listening to the difference, you probably couldn't tell.
You know what, and Jim, it's amazing that, you know, there is a difference there, and of course, everybody out there listening to the net here, there are so many things that travel or affect the sound waves as it travels from Jim to you. First off, your own radio speaker that you have is going to affect that. The band pass effects of the repeater itself, basically the audio through the repeater, as what frequencies are passed, the equalization, I guess you would call it, the EQ, of the repeater circuitry, and all the way back to Jim's radio and the microphone. So a lot of stuff in that path. So the one thing that we have a lot of control over is the microphone. Well, Jim, that's a pretty neat mic there, or the ribbon mic. Specifically, this is something new that's Chinese, but seems to work pretty well. You just only bring it out on special occasions. Is that correct?
Yeah, since I've been up here, I haven't done any studio recording. I've done some basic voice recording. Let me get this. I just noticed the gain was a little bit low. Hopefully it's not too high. And so it's just one of those, ribbon mics are a little bit more sensitive. If you blow on it really hard, you could tear the ribbon. The foil, for those that aren't following along in the book, is 1.8 to 2 microns thick, a very even foil. So this is technically mil-spec rating. There's reference to a place to order this foil. It's not cheap in the sheet that you get, but you're talking about a quarter-inch wide piece of foil, 2 inches long, that's been, wafered so that it'll pick up vibration, and it basically acts like an accordion, and that movement, altering that electric field, the magnetic field, creates the electric current that we're looking for. So it has a more logarithmic response than a bunch of packed carbon that's getting vibrated, which a jolt could damage as well. But ribbons tend to be heavy. They have a transformer. The question is, if you have a good base station, are you looking for that sound that makes you different than the others? And this is a way to do it. It turns out this is not the only microphone you can look for. There's another one. If you're not interested in doing the building that's in the magazine, there's an RSM-5 that runs for $80. Looks more like a lollipop, and you talk straight into it like an old D40 or something. And it requires a preamp, but if you're interested, you can look at mine on QST and look at my V-ger setup. There's a way to do this if you've got the desire. Back to you, Tom.
Pretty cool, Jim. You know, Al LaRota, W6LX, incredible do-it-yourself project. He has used a stainless steel water bottle and parts of a kitchen strainer, make a very cool-looking container to house this thing. But one thing I think we ought to mention about this foil, you know, at first I'm thinking like, okay, well, let's just grab some aluminum foil, that would work. Well, no, 2 micron thick. Like I said, they're between 1 point. I think he recommended 2 microns. How big is 2 microns? Well, a micron is one thousandth of a millimeter. Everybody, you know, look at the little millimeter. That's those tiny little marks on that metric ruler you have. Think of 1/1000th of that. That is a micron. In comparison, let's see if we can bring up something. Like a Pepsi can, all right, is basically in the realm of about 2 to 3 thousandths of an inch. Okay, that's as thin as a Pepsi can is. It's about 2 or 3 thousandths of an inch thick. But, you know, a micron is, way less than that. So it's very, very, very delicate. He said that it is very easy to destroy the piece you're working on. As you're trying to make it corrugated and folding this, it's like working. I don't know if anybody's ever worked with any kind of copper leaf, gold leaf, anything like that. It's super, super sensitive. So anyway, back to you, Jim, and then I'll give some more information on the magnets. KF6Q, check twos in the group. Back to KJ6KDL.
Okay, Tom, yeah, I was just about to go there, so I'll make sure I don't delve too far into it. This person, and I thought this had to be very critical. If you look at the figure 3 on page 43 in the lower right-hand corner, those are following, using a piece of Lexan plastic and some glue. Yeah, he suggests Gorilla Glue as possible, but this is white. I know it's not Gorilla Glue. He got the magnets in, and they don't look all that wonderful. For voice is probably fine. For precision, I did some looked through Google and looked at the insides of some ribbon mics, and I found where if you're good at metal work, you can take a piece of metal and notch out a center piece, and then use a non-conductive spacer like Lexan. I think mine uses brass for the body. So you don't have to go to the level of difficulty this person went through, and it's very ingenious that he did this all by hand and as a project made it work and then cased it so it looks nice. But yeah, if you get into this and you're interested, you don't have to build this. If you're interested in building this, is a great project. I think the hardest two things are to get the foil and the step-up transformer. It's an odd 1x37 step-up audio transformer. Back to you, Tom.
On KF6Q, Tech Tuesday and the group, every Tuesday we can, second and fourth. Got to remember that. Yeah, that's pretty awesome. This is not an easy physically to do with that foil. And he said he actually destroyed quite a few of them before he got one that didn't get destroyed in the process. The magnet of choice of today, of course, is the new super duper magnets, pronounced as neodymium. There you go, neodymium. Got it right. Okay, you can probably call it anything you want. That's the pronunciation is a neodymium magnets. Very available on eBay. Very, very strong for their size and weight. With some, you have to be very careful. They will snap onto a piece of metal painfully so if your hand's in the way, depending on the size. But anyway, didn't say where he got these. I'm going to say possibly from eBay. Tons of different sizes are available for a very economical price. And that said, step-up transformers like that, use Mauser, DigiKey, Newark, the usual places. they'll have them out there, about the best you can do. So, well, anyway, Jim, in wrapping up, we'll ask for questions here in a second. Anything else to add?
Yeah, if you're interested in getting one, and not actually building one, but putting one together, like I did, the RSM-5 is going for about $80 with free shipping on Amazon and B&H Photo. I looked on Musician's Friend. You can get a Nady dual-channel microphone preamp for $50.84 plus tax and shipping. So for under $200, you can get the microphone and a preamp, and the preamp is actually a two-channel preamp. They do have a single-channel tube if you like the tube sound. That runs, there's an ART for 40. So you can get in on the drive, just if you've got the mic stand to put it on and a base station to put it in. I'm actually talking on an FT270 handheld with a TNC adapter and running my microphone preamp directly into that and then running the audio out through, I'm using a compressor to stabilize the gain. So I've got a two-channel compressor. That was another $130. So, and some PC speakers. So I'm looking at about $350 for the audio stage, microphone in and speakers out. But this is an FT270 transmitting at, I think, 2 watts right now to the repeater because I'm only 2.5 miles away. So you decide. What does it sound like and are you interested? Back to you, Tom, KJ6KDL.
Well, I want to mention to everybody out there, this is probably not the the easiest project to tackle. And one of the things to mention about this foil, as thin as it is, and if you're lucky enough or talented enough or you try enough times to get this thing to be corrugated in the right shape, even the container, and this is where the kitchen strainer fashioned around a water bottle, anyway, it's pretty awesome. Even wind can destroy this ribbon. So the inside of the microphone that he built, it actually has silk. So to keep the actual air pressure on this thing really way down, so very, very sensitive. So anyway, with that all said, I'm not sure if I would tackle this. It definitely would be very difficult, but pretty neat to see, and a lot of honorable mention to what Alan's done here with this project. It's pretty awesome. So anyway, let's see if there's anybody out there, any questions or comments with microphones in general or this article in general. Please come back to KF6Q.
Comment.
Cheryl, go ahead.
Gorilla Glue, I believe he said that there are two types of that. The original, which is a white, like a paste, and then they have one, the tube, little small tube that I get mine at Kmart. It's like super glue. Now the super glue kind has a rubber compound in it, so it's flexible. I've been pretty well impressed with it, but sometimes it all of a sudden lets go. And the original Gorilla Glue, if you're going to use that, you have to remember that as it dries and cures, it expands by a factor of 4. So, pardon me, when I use that for some small item like gluing paper together, I put some on a piece of cardboard. I get a toothpick, thin it out, make a little paddle out of it, and very carefully leave an open margin around where I put the glue, and put a tiny, thin little film, and then hold it together for, I hold mine together for 5 minutes, but I'm not going to go anywhere or do anything, so I'm not in a hurry. And that gives it a chance to start to set up, and it takes about 24 hours to set up and cure. You can use it before that, but I don't recommend it. 86
feet. Well, I'm going to say probably because of what it looks like here in the picture, it's kind of a white white look, that's probably the original, so no doubt. Anyway, anybody else, any questions or comments? Well, anyway, this is pretty cool. And it's amazing how, even like Jim was saying, the signal level coming off this is very unique in that it covers the audio spectrum, what we call almost flat. In other words, it doesn't have any favorite spots of lows or highs or mids, according to the article here. But the voltage is so small, but there. And of course, you need plenty of amplification. So you actually have to have an amplifier with this before you would feed this. And of course, being careful not to overdrive your ham transceiver. But anyway, all pretty cool. Neat stuff. Really neat. I just amazes me what can be done. This, like I say, is all with basic parts, other than the foil. Of course, it's kind of special order, but pretty awesome. So, anyway, any last call for any questions or comments before we close the net?
Comment on that, Glenn.
Here, go ahead.
You're using that a lot. If you put it together, it's never going to come apart. You have to saw it apart, but it expands out past the joint and then cures. You have to file it, or the guy I saw using it, he used an angle grinder with a coarse pad on it, and he ground it off that way because he was working for the city maintenance and he could really care less what it looked like. But it does make a difficult situation after it set up 86
mil. Harold, to add to that, I have a neighbor up here who very crafty, a lot of good, very good woodworker, and he has built water wheels anywhere from 3 foot in diameter up to about 4 to 5 feet in diameter. These are all out of wood, and he seals them, of course. And I asked him, I said, well, how do you hold those things together? They're out in the weather year-round. He basically has a lot of his property is on a hill, and for his landscaping, he pumps water to the top and basically runs these water wheels as it kind of trickles through this little stream he's built, on his property. Pretty neat. Anyway, his answer was Gorilla Glue. He said he put that in there, and he said clean it up as it expands out, of course. It has lasted years. I mean, he's had these water wheels up here for, at least 8-9 years that I know of, probably before that. So, pretty awesome stuff if you know how to use it. And he gave me a couple of instructions on that, but, basically follow the instructions that come with it. Probably best thing to do. Okay, any last call or comments? Anyway, neat little article here. Glad to have those out there, everybody who joined us this evening. Once again, we'll see you in 2 weeks from now, or hopefully at the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club picnic this upcoming Saturday, August 16th. Pretty neat, probably the biggest event for the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club as far as people coming up the hill. It looks like we're going to have temperatures around 80, not too bad. Parking always an issue though, but that is what it is. So, and we always reserve the area there for us under the cover with all the tables there. So, yes, that's ours for the day. So, anyway, once again, thanks for everybody for listening. QST, QST, QST. This is Tom Fry, KF6QNet Control for the Tech Tuesday Net. We'll be closing the net this evening. Thanks to everybody with comments. Also, Jim, thanks a lot for all the information you provided this evening. Great stuff. love that microphone. It's fantastic. Yes, I would buy one. I don't think this is something I could physically build. All right. We'll be closing the net at 1900 hours and 40 minutes. See you all in 2 weeks. This is KF6Q. Return the repeater back to normal use.